My name is Mary Carrier, and I am from Newburyport, Massachusetts. My father, James Murray, was born in 1893 in Derry Donnell, County Galway. In 1914, he joined the Volunteers, and he served under Leah Mellows and trained with the rest of the Athenry Regiment. During the Rising, he was in Myode Castle, and they were waiting for the word on when they were going to move out. Leah Mellows sent my father and another fellow up to Dublin by train. My father worked for the railroad and had gone up and down many times delivering messages and getting messages from Dublin. When he got to Dublin, he rode a bike to the tobacco shop to meet with Thomas Clark, who I guess that's where they used to exchange messages leading up to this time. At that time, the word came to Myode that they were not going to rise, and Father Fahy came to Myode and told them that they should disperse, go home across the fields, so that they wouldn't be picked up by the soldiers who were now advancing. But my father was already in Dublin, so he got arrested, and he was marched to Kilmainham. In Kilmainham, he was tried by General Maxwell, and I guess his sentence was to go to England. While in Kilmainham, he had been in the cell next to Eamon de Valera, and when the executions were taking place, de Valera asked my father if they could say the rosary together, and he was reciting the rosary, and my father was answering to it, and they went back and forth between their cells and finished the entire rosary for the men who were dying. Whenever he mentioned the trouble, he always said that when he was in Kilmainham, he was very close to de Valera, and also had met with him many times the years after when de Valera would come to New York, because his cousin, who he was raised with in Limerick, lived very close to us. And so my father met him there, and he met him in Ireland. And of course, in 1966, they met up again at the 50th anniversary. My father got a pension for his time in fighting, and also he left that pension in Ireland because he felt it was given to him by Ireland and he wanted to spend it in Ireland. So he and my mother made many trips back over the years. And while he was in jail also, he had a letter from Larry Lardner, who was his commandant, because his 12-year-old sister had appendicitis and she went into Galway Hospital for an operation, and she died as a result of that. After that, he was sent over to Wormwood Scrubs in England, and then also he spent a short time in Lewes Prison, and from there he went to Wales. After the fighting, he was in the 1922 Civil War that took place, and after that, he was also imprisoned at the Curragh. He emigrated to New York in 1926. He married my mother there and had six children. And he instilled in all of us children the love for Ireland and the culture of Ireland, and made sure that we were all exposed to it. In New York, they used to have an Easter breakfast every Easter Sunday, and the veterans of the IRA would march up the concourse in the Bronx, and they'd have mass, and then they'd all meet at a hotel for breakfast. And whenever somebody would come to visit, my father would always go to it, to the event. I remember when Sean T. O'Kelly was over, he got an invitation to go to an event they were having. And yes, he tried to keep in touch with many of the men actually from around the Galway area who he had served with. And it was funny, if he saw a death in the paper of someone, I can always remember he'd come home from work, and we didn't have a car because we lived in the city, and he'd look and he'd say, "Oh, I was in jail with that fellow. I've got to go to that." And he'd take two or three trains maybe from the Bronx to someplace, Staten Island, Brooklyn, just to go to the funeral, because to show respect for the men that he served with. So over the years he kept in touch with, I know Sean T. O'Reilly, who fought in Dublin. They were good friends, and he used to get together with him. In fact, when he died, Sean T. O'Kelly, who was on two canes, came to his wake and brought an Irish flag to drape the coffin, and they had the bagpipes going. And my father passed away on February 9th, 1988, and it was his wish to be buried in Ireland. So he was flown to Shannon, and he was met there by a military regiment, and he's buried in Kilmore, County Galway. And on that day, the school children were let out to watch the procession of his funeral out to the cemetery. And as I said, it was always his desire to go back, and he's there now, so he's at peace, and we all enjoy coming over, his children and grandchildren.